From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday declared a 3-month state of emergency, the latest move as a large-scale crackdown continues in the aftermath of last week's failed military coup.
3 ay süreyle olağanüstü hal ilan edilmesini kararlaştırdı.
Mr. Erdogan said the purpose of the declaration is to be able to take the most efficient steps to remove what he called this terrorist threat as soon as possible, which he called a threat to democracy, the rule of law, and the rights and freedoms of the Turkish people. He insisted the action will not undermine democracy. The terrorist threat appears to be a reference to those suspected of supporting exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whose extradition from the U.S. is being sought. Gulen has denied any involvement in last week's coup attempt. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, judges, civil servants, and academics have been suspended, fired, detained, or questioned since the failed coup. The country's currency and stock market have both fallen sharply. Standard & Poor's Wednesday downgraded the country's foreign currency credit rating, citing its political fragmentation. Mali Wednesday declared its own 3-month state of emergency a day after an attack that left 17 soldiers dead and dozens more wounded. A 3-day period of national mourning has been announced beginning Thursday for the victims of the attack in the central city of Nampala. Two groups have claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders Wednesday said rescue teams found the bodies of more than 20 migrants in a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast, among hundreds of others who were saved. It's unclear how the group of mostly women died. The migrants were from West Africa. This is VOA News. Republicans holding their national convention in Cleveland, Ohio, Wednesday heard Indiana Governor Mike Pence accept their nomination as presidential nominee Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate.
Delegates, friends, and my fellow Americans, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am deeply humbled by your confidence, and on behalf of my family, here and gone, I accept your nomination to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America.
Trump, nominated as the party's presidential standard-bearer Tuesday, will deliver his acceptance speech Thursday night. One of his rivals in the primary election campaign, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, congratulated Trump and did not endorse him.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Democratic Party holds its national convention in Philadelphia next week. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets French President Francois Hollande Thursday on her first trip as British leader as the country prepares to exit the European Union. Wednesday in Berlin, she discussed Brexit with German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
And obviously, this is the first visit to Germany of a British Prime Minister since the British people took the decision to leave the European Union. I've been clear that Brexit means Brexit and the United Kingdom is going to make a success of it. But I also want to be clear here today and across Europe in the weeks ahead that we are not walking away from our European friends.
Ms. Merkel urged the Prime Minister not to wait too long to invoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty that triggers the formal exit procedure. Prominent Ukrainian journalist Pavel Sheremet was killed Wednesday in a car explosion in the capital, Kiev. The chief of the national police said the blast is being investigated as a homicide. A Hong Kong court Thursday found 3 student pro-democracy protest leaders guilty of charges related to demonstrations in 2014 that paralyzed the city. Joshua Wong and Alex Chow found guilty of unlawful assembly. Nathan Law charged with incitement. Thousands of supporters of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe marched to the ruling party headquarters to denounce anti-government protests led by Baptist preacher Evan Mawarire. Kudze Sarawaki is a teacher and supporter of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
As a pastor, we don't expect our men of God to cause confusion in a nation.
Mr. Mugabe said the stay-at-home protest held July 8th was aimed at fomenting a violent challenge to his authority. Gambian opposition leader Osenu Darbo was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in jail for unlawful assembly, holding a protest without a permit. The lawyer arrested after taking part in a protest that followed the death of a party member while in police custody. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.